Our New Testament reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. It can be found in the New Testament on page 72 in your pew Bibles. Mary and Martha are the sisters of Lazarus, and Jesus visits their home several times in the Gospel. I may have to go down. As this passage is read, imagine, where would you find yourself in this story? And which character would you be? Who do you identify with more, Martha or Mary? Now, as they went on their way, they entered into a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Mary was distracted by her many tasks. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." God bless us to the understanding of this word. Would you pray for me? Pray with me. May God bless the understanding of these words and bless these meditations of my heart. Amen. These are one of the Bible passages that I always remembered. You know, I went to Catholic school, but when you grow up in the Catholic Church, a lot of times you don't get the Bible the way we get it in the Congregational Church. You get it sort of in on the Missal on Sundays, and you just get pieces here and there, so I didn't read it like I have now. And I always remembered this passage for some reason, you know. Even as a child, I remembered it. Because you know why? I sort of felt sorry for Martha, you know. When you read this passage and when you hear this passage, who do you identify with? Do you identify with Martha? Or do you identify with Mary? There's a couple people there, and I try to be Mary, but you don't like Mary? Can you tell me why? Oh. But listen, I engage. So seriously, I always seriously love to hear why people like people and don't people like and stuff like that. So I always felt sorry for Martha because here she is running around, right? Which we all know a lot about. Trying to get things ready. As she has a very important guest and friend with her coming to visit. Now, little background. I always think of Jesus as like Martha and Mary and Lazarus as contemporaries. They're friends. Because you guys remember that who did Jesus raise from the dead? It was Lazarus, you know? And they had a very good friendship because, little trivia here, shortest scripture passage in the Bible refers to Lazarus. Does anyone know what it is? Yeah, very good. You guys are good. Got a Bible literate church. That's good. So I imagine them as friends. They're the same age. They have the same experiences as Jewish countrymen. They live in a Roman-occupied first century Palestine. And so here is Martha running around, and her lazy sister, Mary, is sitting there doing nothing. I guess, again, on some levels, I've always identified more than Martha than with Mary. And I think that if we took a poll in this church and in this country, many of us would identify with Martha. You see, we have a busyness problem, especially in this part of the world. You know, have you ever noticed we change how we've greeted each other, especially those of us who have children or are still raising children? Because I have four, but some of them are grown. But what do you say? You say, how are you doing? And what is our answer? Well, yes, it could be fine. Pardon? Expected. Oh, gosh, I'm so busy. A lot of people I know from my neck of the woods always say, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. I'm just busy. You know, I'm busy. Why do you think we do this? This sermon today is more of a meditation, so I'm not going to give you any answers. So you guys can think about it if you so choose afterwards. I wonder sometimes if we attach self-worth to busyness. Like, the more busy I am, the more important I am. You know, some of us do that. Not all the time, too. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we believe that we are the only person in the world who can handle these responsibilities. And the quote in the beginning on your bulletin this week, Maya Angelou, you know, hints at the fact that, you know, we're not the only person in the world that can handle these responsibilities. And I think sometimes, too, we use busyness to avoid feeling and avoid pain, because if we're so busy, then we don't have to feel and we don't have to think if we keep ourselves constantly busy. And sometimes it's simply we overschedule ourselves. We think we can do more than we can, and we end up being really, really busy. But, you know, in doing those things, I think sometimes we miss such opportunities for spontaneity and chances for reflection and simple downtime when just something organic can occur and happen. I don't know if any of you are familiar, but nowadays there's a lot of literature out about how we overschedule our children. And, you know, instead of giving them time just to be kids, and like about all of us when we were that age, we're able to go out and do a bunch of things. And, you know, we just didn't schedule our kids so much. One art could argue that Martha was simply getting the house ready for an honored guest. But in those passages, do you notice the word distracted is used? And Jesus used this word as well to describe her. Let me ask us here today, could we use the word distracted to describe our relationship sometime in ourselves or to other people? I've been through a lot of transition this year, and I have been distracted. I'm much better than I was, but it was really, really hard for me to focus at work. Part of my job is to chart on every patient I see, and I'd sit down, and it was like grueling to be able to do it because I was so distracted by things. So I think sometimes we do get distracted. So I wonder if Jesus would say to one of us, and I'm just going to use generic names here, John, you are worried and distracted by many things. Anne, you are worried and distracted by many things. Lisa, you are worried and distracted by many things. How would you answer if Jesus said that to you? But this is the thing. And although she drives me crazy because she's not helping her sister, Mary has chosen the better path of when she has the opportunity to sit at Jesus' feet and the opportunity to listen, she learns and has her faith grow because she's taken the time to do this. So I have been thinking about this passage for a while, and it sort of hit me this morning that also, too, is that, you know, Mary's not physically busy. You know, like, I mean, she's not running around and stuff like that. But sometimes the emotional work and the mental work with dealing with faith and scripture is a heck of a lot harder than cleaning up for somebody and making dinner. You know, so like I realized that this morning. Like, she may be sitting there, but, you know, she may be doing some serious work about herself, like reflection on herself. That stuff is, that's so much harder than baking a cake. It really is. And according to this scripture passage, Jesus says this is better because it will not be taken away from her. You know, many of the things that keep us so busy can be ultimately taken away from us. I work with the elderly, so if we lose our ability to be mobile all that running around, the busyness can quickly fall by the wayside. And this passage also made me think about how many times have I taken the time to sit in my faith and learn and listen and to sit at Jesus' feet. You know, I'm just going to use myself, but, you know, my distraction over the last year has made me realize, like, I really hunger for that. I really hunger for the ability to sit down and just listen and just reflect. And so, in the last couple of weeks, I started meditating every morning again. I had a pretty good practice, and then fell by the wayside. You know how that goes, those of us who do those things. But, you know, because I need it. Like our song that we sang, our hymn, our second one, you know, All's Well with My Soul, like my soul literally thirsts for those things when I don't pay attention to it, you know, and I'm just busy and distracted. So I encourage us that there are times we need to be like Martha, but I think sometimes there are times we need to be like Mary. It's not an either or, actually. It's a both and. So, will you pray with me? Lord, it is easy for us to sit here listening to this gospel story of Martha's hard work and Mary's choice and sit and to listen to Jesus. We know what it is like to get a house ready for the company, to plan and work at a church festival. We want everything to be just right. We worry about so many details and seem to tie ourselves in knots. Sometimes. Mary claims our sympathy. Martha claims our sympathy. She's the one doing the majority of the work, so we think. She needs some help, and there is her sister Mary who's sitting and listening to Jesus when she should be helping. Martha is angry, frustrated, and a little tired. Martha has not found sanctuary, but rather slavery. She is a slave to her fears of not having everything done, of not being the good hostess, of feeling that the responsibility for everything rests on her shoulders. We would want Mary to get up and help, but Jesus offers Martha and us a reminder of what is important. He has come to see them, not to inspect the house and judge the hospitality. He has come to share the good news of hope and love. We need some time to listen to that news and to fully feel it, penetrate our souls, and flooding out the pressures and fears. Today, we are encouraged to take this time to breathe deeply of God's loving Spirit. Help us to be open to including Sabbath as a strong part of our lives. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.